No. Good evening again. May I give everybody a warm welcome on this cold evening. Thank you for coming along. Now today, in this age, we're offered many things. Some are free, some come at half price. We get free health treatment. We get a sort of free dental care. And we get free travel if you're old enough. And if you're able to travel. Now these things are all good in their own way, in their own right. Tonight, I would like to offer you, or should I say, present to you, eternal life. It's free at no cost to you, although a great price was paid at the place called Calvary. Through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful. And the benefits it brings if you know Christ as your Saviour. Now, I'd like to read, there's maybe an unusual chapter in the Bible to read for a gospel meeting, but I'd like to read Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And as we read this together, I just pray that the words that you speak to yourself are true. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think we should take time to read that again. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, mine. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Or quiet waters, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I'd just like to take a few things this evening out of the psalm. You know, when we turn to God's word, especially Psalm 23, the psalm is probably the most read, the most popular, and the most believed, could you call it a poem or a hymn, in all literature. It's often quoted at funerals and other times of great distress by individuals and by congregations. This psalm contains many, many wonderful things. To those who know the shepherd, Or could I say the Lord Jesus Christ as a Saviour? Today, all over this world, men and women, boys and girls, seek happiness in something or somebody. They try to fill that void in their life. But you know, you never get any satisfaction out of anything in this world. You can only find satisfaction in Christ. And now we read this psalm, and I hope together. And I wonder if you can say for truth, He is your shepherd. In this psalm we can find many answers to peace, we read about, protection, provision, a place to live, a person to love. The psalmist, and could I say, he was happy because he had a shepherd. And we could just look at these things, and there's five of them. He had peace. And we find that in verse 2. It says, He leadeth me beside still or quiet waters. Wonderful. You know, it's nice to go out in the countryside. I don't walk a great deal, don't get me wrong. My wife will vouch for that one. But when you go out, especially when you're on holiday or up there in the Highlands, and you walk along the rivers and the quietness, and all you hear is the birds singing. It's wonderful. Now, he also had protection in verse 4. And it says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And then in verse 5, he had provision. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And then he had a place to live. Now it's marvellous to have a place to live. But to have a place when you die to live is more wonderful. And it says he had a place to live in verse 6 in the Father's house. Where better could we go than to the Father's house? You know, and the secret of all this, all these wonderful, wonderful promises, that the psalmist, David, had a person to love, but also he had a person who loved him. In verse 1, you take five words, and it says, The Lord is my shepherd. Is he yours? As I say, we read this psalm, and asked in your own heart if you could read it for truth. Despite its popularity and all its promised blessings, it's not for everyone. It's only for those who are saved, those who know Christ as a Saviour. And of a truth, entitled to say, the Lord is mine, and my shepherd. Dear friend, can you honestly say or make this claim? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and your shepherd? It's true in Psalm 22 that he is the good shepherd. He died for all, and all can be saved. Only those who ever actually take Christ in simple faith are his sheep. His finished work on the cross is sufficient for all. Nobody left behind. But it's only effective for those who believe on him or in him. Simply take God at his word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it says in the Bible, and thou shalt be saved. Now I'd like to just return to the first five words of the verse or the chapter we read. And the Lord is my shepherd. And it's wonderful to see it and to know it. In the first two words is the Lord. The word of God leaves us in no doubt to his identity of the Lord. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 36, it says, God hath made this same Jesus, who ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. You see, in this verse, man, and we are reminded that man crucified the Lord. Man gave him a crown of thorns, but God crowned him with glory and honour. And you know, this morning, it was wonderful when we meet to remember our Lord. The first hymn we gave out was, Behold the Lamb with glory crowned, to him all power is given. Power to save, power to keep, and power to take us home. The next word we read is the word is. The psalmist could say, is my shepherd. Not that he might be or will be. God's salvation is not a maybe or a hope-so salvation. When a person believes on the Lord Jesus Christ and receives him as his Saviour, they are saved immediately and eternally. John 3 and 36, it says, He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life. But then it says, He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. And we read in Hebrews 10 and 31, it says there, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And that's what happens if you die in your sins and don't know Christ as your Saviour. John, 1 John 5 and 13, it says, These things I have written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have life eternal. And then we go into the next word, which is word number 3. And it says, my shepherd. It speaks of possession, what we have. And nobody could take it away. Once again, in Romans we read, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing trials, tribulations, floods, earthquakes, anything. And I feel like an earthquake up here. Don't worry. But there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. And once again, you become one of his sheep. Sorry. And it says here, you know, if you become one of his sheep, he not only saves you, but he keeps you. He's tender in his love and care over you. And it's an important issue. God says in his word, you are like straying sheep. Isaiah 53 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Straying sheep. You know, that sheep are funny creatures. I often wonder, you know, they get a gap in the fence and they wander around the road. But they can never find that gap to get back into. And that's what we're like. We're just like straying sheep. And straying sheep, once they're outside the care and protection of the shepherd, they're exposed to all dangers. The unsaved are separated from God and are facing the wrath of a holy God. That's why the Saviour came to die on the cross, bearing our sins as his own body on the tree. Tonight, if you die in your sin, the shepherd becomes your judge. And then we come to the last word, is shepherd. When you take Christ as your own Saviour, he becomes your shepherd and friend. And could I say, what a wonderful friend he is. What a wonderful friend he becomes. The hymn, and I think it's 215 in the hymn book, it says, there's no one like my Saviour. No friend can be like him. And then it says, there's no one like my Saviour in seasons of distress. And the next verse comes upon. There's no one like my Saviour. He pardoned all my sins. And we can think of many more. There's one which is a great favourite of mine. It says, I have a shepherd. One. I love so well. How he has blessed me. Tongue can never tell. Pastures abundant doth his hand provide. And as I said, no one can ever be like him. If it was, I don't think God needed to send his son. But he was the only one that could save us from our sins. Now it's true, when we come saved, we become the recipients of this wonderful, wonderful psalm. We have his provision. We have his protection. And we have his promise. These are all detailed in the remaining verses of Psalm 23. If a shepherd is really mine and yours, and I am really his, then you have everything in him. At the beginning, I said the psalmist had peace. He had protection. He had provision. Most of all, he had a person to love. And could I say, a person who loved him. This one, the Lord Jesus Christ, can be yours this evening as your own Saviour, along with the millions of others. There's a great throng making its way to heaven. Will you be there? You know, you've come to the crossroads in your life if you don't have Christ as your Saviour. Which way will you go? Will you reject the Saviour and his work on the cross? Because it wasn't for his own sins he went there. It was for yours and mine. Will you believe and receive him as your Saviour and Lord? Tonight, that's your decision. And it's your responsibility. Nobody else's. I wish I could save you, but I can't. I can only say there is one who is willing to die in your stead. Your eternal destination depends on your decision tonight. You know, and I'm finishing the gospel message, but I would just like to say it's a long time since I took Christ as my Saviour. And you know, even at the age of 12, not bought him a Christian home. Never where. In fact, it was open and read. Then I was baptized at 14. And no, we can all look back on our own lives. And a lot of people say to me, it's the Lord's will. I don't think I'm like that. I can look back and I can see God's guiding. His guiding hand on my life. Ups and downs, losing jobs, getting new ones, then having to retire early. And you know, it's wonderful. Wonderful to have this book. This Saviour. And this Shepherd. I've said already there is nobody like him. And there's not. There is no one like my Saviour. He could be yours this evening. You know, I've often said, people say, I've never said either. But the minute you walk out that door this evening, without Christ, you have made the biggest and dreadfulest decision in your life. We just pray as the Lord's again. Our Father, once again, we thank thee for the gospel of thy grace. We thank you for the wonderful news for sinners like us. We thank you for the ones who are saved by your wonderful grace in this gathering this evening. But Father, we pray for those who are unsaved, who are just possibly on that fence. And may this evening they take and make that right decision for eternity and say, Christ, for me. Thank you once again for this great privilege of preaching the gospel of thy grace. Once again, our Father, we thank you for the one that we love, the one that we know. He's promised to come back, and we're going to be with him. One thing I have desired is to dwell in the presence of the Lord. Behold his beauty, to sit at his table. And now, our Father, we just ask that thou part us with thy blessing. Take us to our homes in safety. And we ask all this in his wonderful name. Amen.